From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and the pandemic continues, but one thing that did happen was Halloween, and everyone is going to have some leftover candy. I mean, we all love candy, but we can only eat so much of it. And we hear every year, you know, donate to the military men and women, get the, you know, because they're missing home. They're out deployed. They're missing home. They want that Snickers bar or the Twix or the popcorn balls, which are my favorite. So I thought it'd be great to touch base with someone. And that person this morning is Kristen Gauvin. She's the president of Boxes to Boots. And it's a nonprofit organization that helps these men and women with different things. We'll start with the candy donations and go from there. So thank you for joining this morning, Kristen. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Thank you for having me on, Joey.
Oh, not a problem. So, you know, yesterday was Halloween. We all have some candy, leftover candy, extra candy. How do we get it to you?
We are located on 39 Mill Street in Berlin, Connecticut. And our office is open Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you're not able to make it there during our office hours, we do have a drop box outside of our door.
Because, you know, that's one of the things, like we were talking before we started, is it's a different year. Year 2020 has been a different year, and especially difficult for, you know, the men and women that are deployed. They miss home. You know, what have you heard some stories in the past of when they get a box of something from home, whether it be candy or letters? You know, they're on deployment. There's got to be some great stories you have heard over the years.
It means the world to these men and women. To some of these soldiers, we're the only connection to them of home. Some may not have family or friends back home, so we're it. So the letters that we send, the personal items that we take for granted, just your little snacks, candy, Pringles, the beef jerky, that means the world to them.
You know, how did Boxes to Boots start? I mean, there's all these organizations. What started Boxes to Boots?
We started back in 2015 with Karen Cody. She was a military mom. Her son was deployed in Kuwait. And we started by sending just his unit boxes. And her son said, "Mom, you keep doing this. It means the world to these guys and girls. And you don't know the impact that it really makes on them." So since then, we've sent 2,400 boxes. This November 14th, we're set to send 700 boxes, and I have one more unit that just reached out to me asking if we have any more boxes because they're short on suntan lotion and our regular toiletries because the military commissaries are closed right now due to COVID. So they're in desperate need of common household items.
And that's one thing, like, you know, it is the day after Halloween, so we are, you know, starting with the candy aspect. But like you said, the simple things. I remember when my brother-in-law is like just baby wipes to clean up, you know, stuff like that we don't think about that they take so to heart that people are donating and giving their time to get them these things. I mean, little things like that make a world of a difference to someone stuck in the desert or, you know, wherever they may be.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's something we're short on right now, the baby wipes.
The baby wipes are like Kool-Aid packets. I mean, that was a big one, too, you know.
The water enhancers.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, these guys and girls are out there fighting for us. You know, Election Day's coming up, for our freedoms to do what we can do. Throw a little something, you know. The Facebook page, facebook.com/boxes2boots, is what you can go check it out. And you guys have so many events and different things coming up. Like you said, the Saturday, November 14th. How, you know, like you said, people can donate to the organization. Is there other ways, you know, monetary or stuff like that? Because to run stuff like this does take some money.
It sure does. We do have an Amazon wish list if anyone cares to donate items that way who can't stop into our Berlin location. We also have a PayPal account set up. These boxes, believe it or not, cost us $23 to $25 per box through our U.S. military, U.S. Postal Service to send to our U.S. military. So it's, money is tight. So we're asking for people to chip in what they can to get these boxes over, as it's more important than ever this year with COVID.
As I say, I'm looking at the event coming up November 14th, you know, with COVID and people, like, give me a little bit of information on this. Let's see if we can get some people out there for your event on the 14th. What can people expect and how can people help out?
So I'm so excited about November 14th. Between the hours of 11 a.m. and 3 p.m., we're asking the community to join us. You can go ahead on our website and sign up for a table ahead of time as we're practicing social distancing and the 6 feet rule. We have a process where we'll set you up with a 30-minute time limit. We're asking you to come out to the New Britain Bees Stadium. We're going to give you some boxes and some wrapping paper, and you can wrap up all the items in our boxes because these will be delivered at Christmas time for our men and women. Then we're going to ask you to fill out some Christmas cards, and then we're going to take family photos that day and put them inside the Christmas box. We'll have veterans on hand, current military members. We're going to have the fire department on hand, the police department. Towards the end of the day, we're going to pack our 700 boxes on our truck and head to the Berlin post office and have a car parade for our veterans. And our veterans are going to join us at the post office to watch our boxes head off, give them a farewell to our men and women overseas.
And that's, you know, it's something, it's a little bit of time out of people's day for a meaning that has so much value to these men and women overseas. There's an event I've done for years. It's with one of the local stores. It's a woodworking store, and it's Turn for the Troops. And they just open the doors, and you would go in and turn handmade pens. And then we would, you know, write a little note, put them in an envelope, and they would ship them all out. And then the next year, they would have some letters from the men and women that received them. And it's just that little bit of something
that's
from
amazing.
Home. That, it keeps them going, you know, to understand that people are still thinking about them, especially during the holidays, you know, when they're not around their friends and family and they're hunkered down trying to survive realistically, you know, in some situations. It means a lot to these guys and gals, that a little something from home. So if there's anything people can do, Boxes to Boots. Joining me again this morning is Kristen Gauvin. You know, they're on Facebook, facebook.com/boxes2boots. And give us that information again of where people can go, you know, to donate candy. If we got any leftover Halloween candy you want to get rid of. So, you know, we've all packed on the COVID-20 at this point. We don't need more candy. As much as I love candy and chocolate and all the things that go with Halloween, you know, you can give up a little bit for some of these men and women. How could people do that, Kristen?
People can go to www.boxestoboots.org or visit our Facebook at Hero Boxes.
Well, thank you for joining me this morning. Again, I appreciate it. Again, you know, donate a little bit of time coming up in November to, you know, pack a box, maybe sneak in a little letter of your own, a little handwritten letter.
We'll take those.
It would mean the world to some of these people. And it's just something that it takes a little time to you know, do, and they're doing it for our freedom. You know, like I said, we got Election Day coming up. We just had Halloween. We're an American. These people are fighting for our freedom. It's not a political thing. It's just they're doing it. And I just hope everyone can get out to the event. You know, do people need to register for the November 14th? And how can they go about that if they need to?
We have registration on our website, and we're highly encouraging that this year just so we can be precautious with COVID. If the day is nice, we'll set up tables outdoors in the stadium parking lot for people to wrap there. But I promise you, you'll walk out with big smiles on your face and you'll feel amazing, like you're really impacting soldiers. We have 700 boxes again set to leave that day. So we're going to have at least 700 really happy soldiers.
And, you know, it's funny because, like, my brother-in-laws were in the military, and then it becomes a little, you know, they're trick-or-treating in a way because someone might like this, and then there's a little bartering going on. So it just lightens the mood a little bit.
And yeah, that's what we heard. They love trading and sharing all their goodies.
It's a, you know, it's a great thing. So, again, joining me this morning, Kristen Govan, the president of Boxes to Boots. Check them out on Facebook. Check them out online. Donate some time. Donate a little bit of candy. Or, like you said, the toiletries is always big. Wipes, the water enhancers, beef jerky. They love that stuff, and it just adds a little something to their day. So thank you for joining me again this morning, Kristen, because remember, great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.